Hello, everyone. Hello, 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 hello. Welcome. Welcome, welcome. I am so excited to talk to y'all tonight about our group coaching programs. Who's ready for this? I've got Coach Lizzie with me, and Coach Kathy will be here momentarily. Here comes Lizzie. Lizzie just sent me a message in Slack. And usually when Lizzie means business, she wears this leather jacket. And she sent me a message in Slack, and I was like, I wonder if she's gonna have on that leather jacket. And look
at
that.
I need my aviator glasses too. Right?
I know. I was like, I wonder if she's gonna wear that. And you did. And you did. So yeah, we're gonna wait on Kathy for a second. And then she's here. We don't have to wait that long. Promote to panelist, Kathy. Amazing Kathy Hartman. All right. Let's see. All right. Let's talk about this, ladies. So why are we doing this in the first place? Let me tell you. So we got this idea right before our last in-person event, virtual event, to offer these group programs. We do it a lot when we have events, and it's very popular with the members. And we decided to do Lizzie, because Lizzie, I don't know if y'all know this, but she's a goal getter for sure. So we asked her to create this goals course for us, for folks who wanted to work on any goal. Didn't have to be weight loss, any kind of goal, you know, books, exercise, weight loss, just eating less, figuring out what enough was, whatever it was, could be anything. And then Lizzie, I mean, Kathy, you know, she's our nervous system queen, and a lot of people are very interested in that. So we asked her if she would create that program. So we decided we were going to sell it to the campers, and then we were going to sell it to the membership. Well, guess what had happened? What had happened was Lizzie sold her program out in about 5 minutes, and Kathy sold hers out in about 10 minutes. And so we were like, well, crap, we can't sell it to the membership because it's full. And so this group is coming to an end. And as the group was starting to come to an end, we started getting emails from the current participants saying, I want to sign up again. I didn't make it all the way to my goal, or I feel like I'm really working well on my nervous system, but I want to sign up again. And we were like, if people who took it once want to do it again, we are sure the membership would love to have it. And so we decided to rerun it. So that is how we ended up at this particular space right now. And so whenever we did it at camp, we presented it. Everybody got to kind of hear a little bit, ask Kathy questions, ask Lizzie questions. But as the membership, y'all did not get that opportunity. And so that is why we are doing this today, to give you the opportunity to hear a little bit more about the programs if you think you're interested in them. And we have Kathy and Lizzie here to answer any questions. So I will tell you, there are 100 spots in each program, 100 available spots. As of the beginning of this call, Kathy has 21 spots left and Lizzie has 58 spots left. So these are not going to be here for very long at all. So let's see. Anything y'all want to say, ladies, before we get moving?
I mean, yeah. I guess before we get started, like, I bet Kathy would agree, like, this has been quite a journey from, you know, Corinne and MJ saying, hey, we think you should create this goals program or, you know, the nervous system program, to building out the content and being like, I think this could work. I think this is going to be good. And MJ and Kathy, let me just tell you, the best part of these last 12 weeks is the women in the program and the way that they have shown up and changed their own lives. And just what a gift. I mean, I'm going to start crying because it's just so powerful to me how they have shown courage and resilience and just kick-ass ability to, you know, have the gumption to be like, I have this big goal. It kind of makes me nervous. Or even I have a goal that I used to think wasn't a big deal, but I believe in myself enough to say, I want this for me. And how incredible to make a difference in your own life. And not only that, but like to be an example for other people in your family, for your niece, your daughter, you know, somebody else in OBS. And so just, it's been absolutely so profoundly humbling in the best way to just watch these women change their lives. Okay, that's what I got to say. Whew, I'm hot already.
Goodness.
And I, you know, I can just echo everything Lizzie said for sure. But what's been extraordinary to me is that when I went through nervous system training with the person I learned it from, I had so many ahas. I understood myself so much better. I understood my overeating so much better. I could not wait. I could not wait to share it. I was like, Corinne, we've got to do this. This is going to be a game changer. It's the missing link. The missing link. And the people that went through the program this time and did the work and, you know, showed up on the calls, they think so too. I mean, they started seeing how all of this nervous system stuff works with weight loss and how to understand themselves more and their reactions more and their triggers more. It's just, it's been very, very humbling for me to see the way that the members engaged with it and the benefits that they got from it.
Yeah.
I'm going to tear up too, Lizzie. Girl.
I know. I love that. So I'm going to share my screen and fumble through a little bit of a slideshow. We'll see how this works. We're going to do Lizzie, talk about Lizzie's program first, and then we're going to kind of pivot over to kind of Kathy's program. So this first, I'm going to show you a little bit about, because people are asking now in the chat, like, you know, how does it work? You know, whatever, like how many times you meet, we're going to answer all of those questions for you. So I'm going to share my screen. I wish the slide would just show, but I don't think that's going to happen. I'm just going to share my whole screen. You can just see what a mess it is. It's okay. Look, there it is. It's not really even a mess. All right, here we go. I could try to do a presentation, but I could mess that up totally. So y'all just have to look at it this way. So we have got two group coaching programs. One is with Lizzie and one is with Kathy. We've already got that. So go ahead. You want to talk us through these, Lizzie, a little bit, or do you want me to talk us through them?
I would be certainly happy to walk through a little bit. So, you know, we've got these slides here, but also kind of like overall the message that I'd love for you to think about is that, you know, when I was creating Goals Mastery, what became clear in the creation of it and also became clear in the reports from the people in it is that so many of us feel like either I never achieve my goals. It's just like I tried and I fail. And so like even thinking about a goal feels defeating because it's like an invitation to failure. Mm-hmm. Or maybe I've even had somebody say like, I'm great at making goals. I'm just not great at actually doing the things to achieve the end result. And that's very common, you know, like heck, it's January, you know, it's New Year's resolutions time and quitter's day is like 2 days from now. And for a reason. And the main thing that became clear to me in this whole process is that it is not a you problem. It is a system problem. And I wish I could claim that quote. That is from James Clear. But basically, it's, you know, there's so many ways that gurus out there say, like, these are the ways to set your goals. And there's no one-size-fits-all program that's going to work, which is why some of this, which is why our kind of group coaching and unique high-touch environment is so incredible, because we do give you the system and we also give you the coaching to customize it to your unique specific situation. So if you felt before that reaching my goal feels impossible, I get it. You're in good company. Many of the ladies in Goals Mastery felt that way as well. And we were able to look at things in a different way and say that the system you've been using is flawed at best, broken at worst, and here's a better way. And so it's a way that we kind of break it down into four parts. We talk about the structure of your goal. So that's the what, the why, the way and the when. So that's just how are you going to structure your goal? And then we spend the second two-thirds of the program talking about how to deal with fear when your nervous system gets out of whack, how to handle your mindset, and then how to handle all of those obstacles that get in the way that the typical goals programs never address. I don't know, things like perfectionism, imposter syndrome, excuses, fear of failure, fear of success. We handled all of it. And it's just like one of the most gratifying things that people told me throughout this call, this course, was like things that I've been hearing for the last 20 or 30 years. It took this course for it to actually sink in, for me to actually believe it. I get it, because those things that, you know, like were great on an Instagram quote in the past, it's now like, I get it and I believe it because I've lived it and I experienced it. And now I feel like goals are not something that is scary to me anymore. It's because I know, I'll just repeat the process. I know the steps and I know what to do when life gets in the way and I stumble a little bit. It's like, that's not the end of the world. I know what to do now. And so that's some of the magic that has, you know, become sort of presented itself as we're wrapping up the program. But one of the things that used to you know, be a factor is like, you know, what if this won't work for me? Again, this is about the system in the past is what's not worked for you. So this is a different system that will help walk you through it. And also, you know, what if I don't have time? And that's absolutely a factor. One of the reasons why the old systems that you've used in the past haven't been great is because of time, but not just time, energy. We talk about how to map out your action steps, not only accounting for the time available that you have, but the energy that you have. And you can get your goal done in 15 minutes a day. And again, we also talk about what happens when you skip a day. That's not the end of the world. We talk through how to keep going. And as we were wrapping up the program this week, another one of the main things that is one of the bullets here, one of the main things that people said that they loved about this program was the other members of the program, was the community. Because 12 weeks in a row, like the same people are showing up at, you know, Wednesday at 6 a.m. and we're all showing up together with our, you know, sweatshirts and baseball caps on and our coffee. And we're like, these are my girls. These are my people. And we became a team. We became people who really cared about each other. And that, like somebody even said to me this week that she was like, what was different about this program was in the past, I would do a program and like listen to all the videos in like, I'd binge them in an hour and be like, okay, yeah, I learned that. But what was different about this was I knew that I was going to need to show up to this call. Lizzie was going to ask me what I did. The other ladies were going to have experiences of what they did. I could learn from them. And that really helped me kind of show up for myself. And so that was kind of a big difference for them that I felt was so powerful, that like the group community made it kind of magic, made it sort of the whole was greater than the sum of its parts. What else you got, MJ? What else do you want me to talk
about?
Well,
I think let's talk, because we do have a couple of questions about what do you get?
Cool.
And I think this does not even like say it all. So whenever it says the Goals Mastery Program, it's an actual course. It is a well thought out, built out course for you on the website and in podcast form. So you can listen to it on the website, just like everything in OBS, right? You can take it with you on the go or listen on the website. You do get a guide with you that is downloadable, fillable, printable, all the things, just like everything else in OBS. We want to make sure that you have, you know, everything that you need to be successful. Weekly group coaching and support calls. So you get we call it like a cohort. So you're a little group. Whenever you sign up, you'll let Lizzie know what times work for you. She's got several times, which I think we'll tell you, so you'll know what they are. And you select your times. We try our best to get you in your first or second choice. And then you show up there every single week with the same group of ladies, all working through goals, which is amazing. And then you also get like, what other calls do they get? They get that weekly call. And then they get, you know, in the podcast every week, your little lesson drops for the week. Right, Lizzie?
Exactly. And we have several bonus videos as well, like kind of bonus content. Some of the bonus content is from me. Some of it is from Corinne. And there's even at least two more bonus videos that I'm thinking of making after running the course once. And like, oh, I could add this in and such. Mm-hmm. So there's 12 weeks. Really, there's more because there's pre-work. So like if you sign up today, I guess we're opening up the lesson.
Monday. You'll get everything on Monday. So you get it a week early.
Yeah.
So you can go in and listen and get all set up and ready and everything.
Yeah. And absolutely, if there's a time slot that you're like, I think I really, really need this one, we'll absolutely make that work for you. And if you need a change, we'll make that work for you too. This is no BS, ladies. We make it work. So you get the weekly calls. And just a heads up, everybody gets a chance to get coached if they want it. Not everybody wants it, and that's totally cool. But everyone in the Goals Mastery program got a chance to talk to me one-on-one, like in the group setting, at least four times if they wanted it. Some people more, some people less, but it's like you get your chance to get coached on your specific situation.
And the other thing that happens, because I know a lot of us have this thing about we sign up and then we are all excited and then we kind of quit, whatever. The one thing I said I wanted to include in these two group programs is Lizzie and Kathy will chase you down like a dog. If you do not show up, if you start to ghost, if they don't see you post, if you're not coming to calls, you'll get a handy dandy email from them. Like, yep. What the heck are you doing? Where are you? And do you need anything? Right. And so, cause that was very important to me that like, no, you know, no member of the group, missed a week because they were sick or because their kid was sick or whatever. And then they're thinking, well, I can't get back in it now. I already missed and I'm behind or whatever. So we get back in there. They get back in there with you and make sure that you have everything that you need. So you, they'll track you down. They will track you down. And like I said, you get that podcast. And even if you ever leave No BS for whatever reason, that podcast is in your podcast feed forever and ever. Amen. So you get to keep that forever. We've got some really good feedback from the first group. So here's some feedback from folks who are in it right now. I can say that this course has been the best thing I have done inside of No BS. I truly believe that I can accomplish any goal by using the lessons in this course, which is amazing feedback. And we've got members here now that are in the chat talking about like how amazing it was. I find this group and course so valuable. It has taken No BS to another level. And this masterclass is beyond anything I've experienced in No BS. I will tell you, it's an amazing course. Lizzie outdid herself for sure.
Well, thank you, Angie. One thing that I wanted to just mention is that, you know, whatever you're thinking, like your goal can be on anything. We had people who were writing a book. We had somebody who was in the Los Angeles entertainment industry and she was working on something for her stuff. We had people who wanted to build their side business. We had people who wanted to declutter. And naturally, of course, we also had folks that wanted to lose weight. And this is a great course to help you take what you've learned in No BS and kind of supercharge it. In fact, and this is just a handful of examples, but Alexandra lost 12 pounds. Wendy lost 8 pounds. Julie lost 17 pounds. And there were others who, were like, yeah, I hadn't heard from them for a couple of weeks. And they're like, yeah, I lost 17 pounds while I was going. It's like, you did what? So there's a lot of things that you can use this course for.
Yes. And so here is the information about Lizzie's program. And then Bailey, our amazing Bailey, is in the chat. She just posted the link. So you can go check it out right there. And then, like I said, there's less than 50 spots available in Lizzie's program. And we do the payment program. So if you want to do it, you can either pay all at one time or in three payments of $332.33. And like I said, you're going to go when you sign up, you'll go in there and you'll let us know what times work best for you. Lizzie is going to work some math magic and she's going to get everybody all set up over the weekend after everybody has signed up. And then on Monday afternoon, you'll get an email from Lizzie saying, here is the group that you got into. Here is the link to all of your materials. Here is the link to get into our Slack channel, our private, you know, the private space where we communicate. You'll find, once you get on that page on the website, you'll find everything you need about your podcast, how to, you know, how to download that and get that in your podcast feed. And you do, you can go ahead and start listening to lessons. You have a couple of lessons that Lizzie wants you to listen to next week, before y'all get started the following week. So classes start the week of the 20th of January. It's when classes begin. So, let's see. Any other questions before we move on to Miss Kathy Hartman?
I'd love to address Kara's question in the chat. She says, I'm a terrible perfectionist and I have a hard time just starting. I feel like I get stuck, if that makes sense. It's like I quit at the first problem or the first mistake. Is that something you all could help me teach my brain? It's okay to fail and keep going. Is that more of a Lizzie program or a Kathy program? I will definitely invite Kathy to speak to that. But Kara, I can say we have an entire week dedicated to perfectionism because it's such a big roadblock in our attempt to address goals. And so it, A, you're not alone. B, it's really common. And yes, we absolutely hammer in throughout the entire course how to take that, you know, I want to get it just right and give you lots of ways to get it right so that you can kind of dismantle those perfectionist tendencies that aren't your fault. Like you have perfectionist tendencies for, you know, good reasons. Society gave that to you, mom and dad, whatever. And so I just wanted to say, yes, Goals Mastery absolutely addresses that. Kathy, do you want to speak to how your program might address perfectionism?
Yeah. So I do a lot of coaching in my program. Lizzie's a lot, I'm thinking Lizzie's a lot of action line work and some coaching work. I would ask you, Kara, why you are perfectionistic and kind of dig into what's going on in your thoughts and in your body about failure. So we would attack that from a nervous system perspective. Why do you have a fear of failure? Why do you need to be a terrible perfectionist in order to be, make mistakes, in order to learn from them, in order to move forward? So I guess it depends on how you want to attack your perfectionism. Do you want to do it with setting a goal and having Lizzie help you work through the goal and the mistakes you're going to make as you work through the goal? Or would you rather look at it from a more body-centric, scientific nervous system perspective? You know, do you want to work on perfectionism as an attribute, or do you want to work on your perfectionism as part of working toward a goal? How does that sound, Lizzie? Is that, did I respond, you know, accurately, you know, when I talked about your program as well?
Yes, 100%. And just to add to that is, we also do coaching, you know, every four times, every single week, we have an hour long call where we're coaching. And there is plenty of action oriented discussion, but a lot of our conversations did get underneath into like, well, what's the story you're creating about that? You know, why do you feel that? How is your nervous system maybe getting in the way? So it's more than just do. It's the whole ball of wax.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk all things Kathy Hartman. I can't say Kathy's name hardly without saying Kathy Hartman.
No, you always call me Kathy Hartman.
I do. I always call you Kathy Hartman.
That's okay. I love this picture of Corinne. How many of us, you can raise your hand, you can thumbs up or whatever, have sat in the pantry when you're sad, have gone to the pantry when, you know, when things don't feel like they're in control, when you're stressed. That's just what we do, y'all. I mean, think about it. When you squawked as a baby, what did your mama do? She gave you a bottle. When I didn't make the eighth grade cheerleading team, my mama took me for ice cream. We have this ingrained innate need to soothe with food. But in the Calm and Confident program, we talk about what your body needs, how you can soothe without food. What is it? Yes, I remember Mary Hartman. Yeah, I used to have someone call me Kathy Hartman. Didn't do great with my nervous system, but I'm good with it now. But actually, it's more about, you know, what this program is about is figuring out what's causing your tension, what's causing your stress, and finding ways to manage it before you eat. So not emotionally eating can feel impossible when you don't have other tools to try and to experiment with. And to, you know, I don't know, I said this at the detox. We ask our bodies all the time, are they hungry and have they had enough, right? We're asking our stomachs, are you hungry? We need some food. Why not ask it, why do I want to eat right now? What emotion am I feeling? How can I manage this emotion without eating? You know, we talk a lot in this program about, you know, how the first few weeks are all about creating that awareness, that conversation between your brain and the tension in your body and the pressure. And then we move into, this is what's actually happening, the science of it. Then we move into, you know, when you're feeling really agitated, the story you tell yourself might be different than when you're feeling nice and calm. And how do you want to manage that? And then we wrap it all up with emotional resilience. And we go, you know, y'all know my How to Feel a Feelings call. We go really deep in the How to Feel the Feelings. And then you wrap up with your own resilience plan, your plan moving forward that you draft up. This is how I'm going to manage these things. These are the people I'm going to talk to. This is how I'm going to use my 5 core pillars that I talk about. Okay, so it's just really important that you know that you're not broken, that you are, what is happening inside of your body that creates all this nervous system dysregulation and this drive to eat emotionally is biology. It's normal. I mean, even MJ was talking this week about her nervous system, y'all. And MJ's not all the woo, okay?
I am not. But you're getting me, Kathy. You're reeling me in over this, yes. You know, the last like 6 months or something.
Yeah, it's really, it's, you know, we don't sit around with candles and meditating and all the things. We talk about the biology of what's happening inside of our bodies and why we have the urges to eat. And I just think it's so important. I think it's so important.
Well, I even realized, I told you this at detox when Kathy talked about it. I went and visited my accountability partner and she gave me a paint by numbers, whatever. We did like a lot of activity. And I had over the summer gotten in a habit of having a glass of wine at night, pretty much, at least or 4 nights a week. And so she gave me this paint by numbers, my friend did. And so I kept it set up in my living room and I was doing that after work. So I would walk into the kitchen, pour my glass of wine, sit down and paint this thing by numbers. And as she was talking, I had just dawned on me, like right before I left to go to camp. I had been getting up at the end of the night and throwing the wine away. I hadn't even drank it. I hadn't even had it. And I did not realize that I was actually regulating my nervous system by painting. And I did not need that wine to do it for me. And I had not made the connection that I was actually doing that. And so whenever I was able to make the connection, I've been able to look for other ways to calm my nerve. Now that I know that's what it is, but I just happened on it. But, and Kathy was talking, I was like, girl, I'm already doing that. I'm regulating. Yeah. I'm regulating like a
I'm so
queen.
Proud.
I know.
I'm so proud. I do the same thing with a jigsaw puzzle. Ken and I have 1,000-piece puzzle spread across the dining room table most nights. And I go down there and it's like, I'm in another world and you know, I get nice and calm and happy. So yeah, take back control of your body and your life and your urges by understanding why you eat when you're stressed and pausing. Y'all know I talk a lot about pause plus permission, pausing, stopping the stress eating spiral before it starts. And this is the most beautiful way. You know, Lizzie was talking about community and the small groups. Not only do you develop ways to calm without food, in these small group coaching calls, everybody's sharing the ways, what they've figured out. And people are like, oh, that's a good idea. I'll try that. I even have in our Slack workspace, I have an Ahas and Celebrations channel. And I encourage people, when you have a moment like MJ had with the paint by numbers, when she had that realization, post about it. Because not only is she sharing her celebration and helping, you know, ingrain that memory into her, it's giving other people ideas on what to try. On how to pause their overeating at night. So, you know, those group calls are just gold. their goal, and they're safe. I do a really good job, if I do say so, of creating a safe space for everyone to share.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's talk about what Kathy's participants have had to say. So this is what the last Calm and Confident cohort is saying. The skill and knowledge building was very well paced. I really found the number of touch points calls to be perfect combined with the access to the coaches via the Slack channel. I love learning about my nervous system, different techniques to help regulate it, and especially the connection. Loved being in Zoom in a small group and in Slack. Yes. Something has definitely shifted for me in not being afraid to feel and not eating over uncomfortable things. I love that so much. Yeah.
I don't know if y'all saw, there's we have a member named Jean, who was in my course. She is one of the people in California who's dodging wildfires right now. And she's posted a couple of times in the Facebook group about how she, you know, she's not eating over it. She's like, I'm astounded. I'm not eating over the wildfires. Mm-hmm. I'm able to really think about what my next steps are. I'm not as stressed as I would have been before I took this class. The applications are just incredible to how you can use this information.
Yeah. I mean, with everything, really, not just food.
Yeah.
And so Kathy's program is set up much like Lizzie's. Same thing. You get her course. Mm-hmm. You get the program guide. Kathy does do a weekly Q&A as well. You get the group coaching, and then the private community with Kathy, you know, all to your little self. And then, again, you get that podcast that no matter if you ever left the membership, you still have all of that information with you. And, you know, just like Lizzie, she will track you down if you try to ghost her. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We don't let that happen. You have to hear from Kathy. Her, course is the same price. So it's $9.97 or 3 payments. So that is how that works. So we are ready. There are 100 people in each course. But 25 people on each call. So you'll be in a 25 person small group.
Yeah, mine is about 30 people per group because I only have 3 calls.
Okay, so you have 30 people per group.
Yeah.
So let the questions begin. We are here with y'all to answer any questions that you have. We want to give y'all the opportunity to get all of your questions answered.
Yeah. So and let me talk about the calls for just a minute, because this is what I found in the first cohort, is that people would come and some people would not turn their camera on. And that's okay. They wanted to be on the call, but they didn't want to engage. They weren't ready to engage. So while 30 people sounds like a lot on a call, it's really not if there are only 8 or 10 with their cameras on, 8 or 10 raising their hands, or 3 or 4 wanting to be coached. So I don't want the size of the call to turn anybody off, because I wouldn't have 100 people if I didn't think I could manage those groups. Okay.
Yeah.
Based on what we know. Bailey just posted that my Q&A is Tuesday at 10 a.m. Central. And then the 3 coaching calls are 6 p.m. Central on Tuesday, 1 p.m. Central on Wednesday, 3 p.m. Central on Friday. Everything is recorded. Y'all get recordings of everything. I even, a couple of times, and the people who were there, I dropped bonus stuff. I'm like, ooh, I want to talk about this. Ooh, I need to talk about this. And so I would drop a bonus thing every now and then. So I try and accommodate all the different, you know, all the different time zones and whatnot. And I also saw in the chat, somebody was like, well, I can't do this because I'm going on a cruise in week 2. That doesn't matter. I mean, Lizzie, didn't you have people who took vacations?
Oh, yeah.
Came back, caught up. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I would talk to people in week 5 about stuff they just listened to in week 2. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you keep on pace. I just want you there and learning and figuring out how to apply in the best way you can.
Yeah. That was definitely something that came up. You know, life happens. That is expected. And so I would often tell people, like, there's no such thing as getting behind, because an analogy I use is like, whether you're working on Calm and Confident or you're working on Goals Mastery, everything you do towards it is like putting a brick in your in your yellow brick road, if you will. Mm-hmm. And if you go on vacation for 2 weeks, you just happen to step away from your yellow brick road. You didn't take a sledgehammer to it and like pulverize all your bricks. They're still there. You just come back and you lay a new brick. And so instead of saying, wow, I'm so behind, I have to go back to zero, it's like, no, there's no such thing as behind. You go at the pace that matches your life.
Yeah. I would reach out. I reach out about every 3 or 4 weeks to people I haven't seen. And I'd get responses back saying, Kathy, I just can't keep up. How do I catch up? They would ask me, how do I catch up? And I'm like, if you just read the workbook and listen to the lesson and do the worksheet, everything else is gravy. Mm-hmm. So I help you along if you start to get overwhelmed too, because, you know, overwhelm is part of a nervous system issue.
Yeah.
It just means you're off home base and that's okay. We just pull you back in, wrap a little safety around you and a little love.
Yeah. Somebody's asking about your Q&A, Kathy. Mm-hmm. Is there interaction at the Tuesday Q&A? She won't be there live. That's totally fine. You will get a replay, of course, like we do everything else. And the beauty is if you miss the Q&A, all you got to do is pop in, ask Kathy your question. She'll answer it anytime. Yeah. She does not only answer questions on Tuesday. So any day that you can go, she takes days off. So the days that she's off, you won't hear from her. She'll let you know all that. But the rest of the time, you just go in there and ask your questions and Kathy will help you in Slack.
I actually have in Slack, I have a channel called Q&A. And anything that is in there that hasn't been addressed yet will get addressed on the Q&A. So if you can't make the call and you really want to know more about the vagus nerve, girl, I got you. Just post in that Q&A channel. Tell me more about the vagus nerve. I'll tell you all you want to know on the Q&A.
Yeah. Lizzie does not have a Q&A in her group. She found that this last time it was not as utilized, I think, as Kathy's was. I think Kathy's, you know, kind of program. There's a lot more
a lot of science going on.
There was a lot of science involved. Yes, for sure.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
One thing I wanted to mention that was a comment that I heard a lot that really made me feel great was people would listen to other cohorts replay on the podcast, and they would say how valuable it was to listen to a different group's coaching and be like, wow, that applied to me too.
Yes.
And there were so many things that would come up on a Thursday call where I was like, God, team, you got to go and listen to this Thursday call because it was amazing. And so it's like you sign up. It's like, what, 4 or 5 for the price of one? Because you get not only your coaching in your group, but all the other groups as well.
Yeah, that's such a good point because you do get, you know, there's plenty to listen to. So you do your, you know, you show up for your one group, but you can listen to the replays on the podcast or on the website anytime you want to for the other calls as well. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, I found the same thing that people were listening to all the cohort calls and just getting that much more benefit out of them. Look, Paulette says, okay, Lizzie, I'm in.
Hey, yes. Yes, Paulette, can't wait.
And Lizzie, you've got a question in the Q&A if you would like to answer.
Oh, good. Okay, so Don says, Lizzie, I've struggled with getting out of bed for most of my adult life. I feel like I'm a different person in bed and out. I'm moving forward on so many of my goals, but having a calm, productive morning feels out of reach. I'm embarrassed that this is my goal. Would this course help? First of all, Don, thank you for saying this and for putting this out there. And I want to tell you that like that takes courage just to you know, say that. And yes, this is something that can be worked on. And you're not broken is what I want to say. Like there's scientific reasons why your nervous system is dreading the day. And that's absolutely things we could talk about. That also might be appropriate for Kathy's program as well. But if you're goals are like, I just want to figure out how to get out of bed in a different kind of mindset, we can totally take you there. And again, like, I don't know about you, but like, I know back in the day, pre-No BS, I would have figured if I was struggling, and I have struggled to get out of bed, to be like, it's because something's wrong with me. And I want to just tell you, like, that's not the case. There's a reason why you're feeling that malaise, that struggle, and we can work you through that. But Kathy, I invite you to speak to that if you think that might be valuable as well.
Yeah, I think you said pretty much what I was going to say. I would dig into why It's hard to get out of bed. Is it physical? Is it emotional? Is it biological? Is it nervous system related? And then if you wanted to do that in my program, we could certainly see how you feel about setting, small goals, taking small steps as you manage your nervous system around getting out of bed. Girl, I'm gonna tell you something. On these cold mornings in Nashville, I don't want to get out of bed either.
Yeah. Well,
I
and
just
Mel Robbins
don't.
did an entire podcast about her struggling to get out of bed. So,
Wrote a book. Wasn't that the 5-4-3-2-1
5-second rule.
book?
Yes.
Get out of bed. What was that
Yeah.
book called?
That was the 5-second rule.
The 5-second rule. That's right. Yeah.
I see Michelle, you wrote in the chat that you want to work on decluttering and not and watering your plants and not killing them. You've already taken my class, as I recall, and wondering if which one would be most appropriate for you. Again, Kathy, I'll let you chime in, but Michelle, given that you're looking at decluttering and keeping your plants going, that does sound more like a goals course than a nervous system course. Kathy, what are your thoughts?
My thoughts are if you are playing with your plants, you're connecting with nature and you're working on your nervous system.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that when you dig in the dirt, when you plant your flowers, how good it feels when you're done, how good it feels to be in the dirt? Yeah, you're already working on your nervous system a little bit. So if you took the nervous system class, we would talk about what that does for you, how that makes you feel, and how you can expand on it. And in doing that, in connecting with your plants and nurturing your plants, you're probably helping your nervous system. How about that?
Well, here you go. Vern is in the chat. Vern, she does our customer support. She's if you email support, you're gonna hear from Vern. She said she has not heard one complaint in Help Scout, which is that is big news. And she even said that some of the emails have brought her to tears with the growth from both programs, which is amazing. The nervous system course, Carol, is calm and confident with Kathy.
Yeah, calm and confident. There's some of my graduates. We'll call them graduates in the chat. Are y'all calm and confident? It's funny. I was talking to somebody this week, and she said, "I can't believe how much calmer I am now. I can't believe I'm managing all of my family issues, and I'm not getting mad, and I'm not stressed out. I'm not trying to people please." It's
That's
pretty
amazing.
amazing when you get that kind of awareness about how you react, and how you can improve those reactions, how you show up better for your life, right?
Yeah, and who didn't want to hear Kathy talk for 12 weeks? Good. Brilliant.
Oh, bonus. Speaking of Kathy talking, I recorded some meditations for y'all in the Calm and Confident course. I did.
I saw that Nancy wrote in the Q&A, would I offer a outside of 8 to 5 time for West Coast folks, for folks who like to be on live calls. And I'm looking at our times. Naturally, the Wednesday AM call, that would be a little too early. Although I did have a West Coaster come show up at 3 AM. Mary, she was very hearty. But Nancy, we've got Thursdays. Oh, they're at 8 Pacific. Maybe MJ and I can get on that. I will tell you that in the evenings, you don't want me showing up. Like, I am no good in the evenings, but we could try something in the morning. So maybe an MJ and I will address an off 8 to 5 time.
Okay. Then Audrey says, "I want to work on sticking with no BS." That's a good thing to work on, Audrey. I like it a lot and have learned a ton, but drop off when I'm exhausted or stressed. I want to keep doing it. Which course? Which course should she? Well, you're talking a
Well,
lot about feelings in there, Audrey. Stressed, and
stress.
if you know that that is your, if that's big for you, that might be a good way to go. But both of them are going to address it.
Yeah,
Both of them.
I do a whole week on what causes stress. And then the next week is how to reset your stress response. We do a lot of talking about emotional eating. A lot of talking about emotional eating.
And then Paula said, "And even though this is a group setting, I feel like Lizzie treated me and everyone else like they were private clients." That might be the
Oh,
best feedback I have heard.
thank you, Paula. That's very sweet.
Trudy said, I'm so much calmer knowing I don't have to fix everything for everyone. How yeah. about that? Right? Yes.
Yes, the call will be on replay. I have got somebody working on it pretty quickly after we get off this call. Yeah, so it will be in the podcast at least by in the morning and on the website. So you will be able to get that. Rachel wants to know how to sign up for the no stress course.
I don't yeah, know, Kathy, no stress, the no stress
but
course?
It'll be a lot less stress.
Can I have the no stress course, please?
Yeah, I want the no stress course.
And Bailey just posted the link, but I want to talk about Julie. She said, I received lots of coaching. It's because she showed up to calls and she raised her hand. Okay. Yeah, exactly. So if you want to, I mean, really 12 weeks with Coach Lizzie or Coach Kathy, all you got to do is raise your hand.
Yeah.
You know, it's pretty awesome. It's pretty awesome.
For somebody that was in the course last time, it will be a new Slack space. So your current Slack space will close down. Mm-hmm. And then the new Slack space will open up. So we can keep all of our groups just kind of, because we didn't want new groups to have access to the old groups, you know, sort of coaching and stuff. So it's all afresh. Mm-hmm. So, and when you sign up, like if you're like, especially like for safety kind of like reasons, just to let everybody know, each group, so the last group has their own podcast. They have their own replays. They're all in there together. This new group gets a new podcast. They're not going to hear your stuff. It is just for this particular group. So they don't have access to your Slack, what you've written down in Slack. They don't have access to your calls. Every cohort has their own stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah.
That's
so,
right.
So yeah, we don't want to have someone sign up and then get all of the older group stuff. We want to make it a safe space just for you mm-hmm. and this particular group. And so we've made sure of that for y'all.
Yeah. MJ, I have a story.
Trudy says, I was very vulnerable. We knew that, you know, we wanted y'all to show up authentically and get exactly what you needed. And we're not going to give that out to anybody else. That's mm-hmm. y'all's, and it was special and it was safe. And this group will have that same experience, this new group coming in.
Yeah. We were talking about the community and the calls and how everybody supports one another and whatnot on the calls. I have to tell this story because it's just an example of what happens inside my group and I'm sure what happens inside of Lizzie's as well. Right before Christmas, one of my members raised her hand and she wanted to talk about how nobody understands the grief that she goes through at Christmas time because she's lost a child. And her daughter had been gone for, I don't know, 5 or 6 or 8 years. And, you know, so we were coaching on it a little bit. And she said, I just don't have anybody to talk to about it. You know, I don't have any friends. My friends don't get it. My family gets it, but nobody wants to talk to me about it. And I'll be doggone if there weren't two people on that call that said, I've also lost a child. I'd love to talk to you about it. Oh, and me too. I'm here for you. I'd love to hear about your daughter. And I'm going to start crying because it was so moving that the three of them found that connection and, you know, talked offline and worked their way through the holidays together. And that's what a small group can do if that's what you need. If you need to find your people, and I talk a lot about how important connection is and conversation and co-regulation, it's so healing. And when you're in a small group like that, you know, and I'm sure Lizzie had the same situation going on, people matching up. I was even telling them this week, I said, y'all find your accountability people, get back in your groups, talk to who you want to talk to about continuing this work together. It happens, y'all. It's amazing to watch.
Yeah. This feedback for these two groups has been mm-hmm. absolutely amazing. Just so many changes I've seen just coming through, and it's been really awesome.
And it's been it's very humbling to be you know, to be teaching this and seeing these changes. It's very humbling and very, I don't know, very special. to us as coaches to be able to teach these things.
Yeah. I mean, it's like what I said at the beginning, that there's so many great, amazing experiences that I had in creating this course, but the best part was the awe that I have felt and continue to feel at just watching these women believe in themselves and change their own lives. And I'm like, wow, look at you go. It's just like you said, it's incredibly humbling and beautiful to get to walk alongside you throughout the journey.
Very excited. So
100%.
Go ahead and sign up Monday evening. Some point y'all will get emails. Whoever signed up will get emails from Kathy or Lizzie. Or Kathy and Lizzie, because we
do both, right?
Sign up for both, right?
MJ, when's the deadline to sign up?
Until it's sold out. So even if for some reason they weren't sold out, we are giving people access on Monday. But if there were still a few spots left, you could go ahead and sign up until the first day of the classes, which is the 20th.
Okay.
So, but you know, it's nice to have that week, that, you know, kind of launch week to get in, get your feet wet. Listen to some of the content. Lizzie's got some pre-work to do. Get to know people in your group because the Slack channels will open. So I would highly encourage you to, so it's basically you get 13 weeks instead of 12 if you go ahead and sign up, because you kind of get in there and get to know some folks and get your workbook all set up. I know how y'all are about, you know, making it your own digitally and all that. You got plenty of time to like make tabs in it, do all the fanciness that y'all do. So yeah, I'm super excited. I'm super excited about it. So go ahead and get signed up. And plus, you know, if you've got like your cohort time, you want to make sure that the class time that you really want is not full yet. So you do want to go ahead and sign up so that, you know, as we're starting to work through what, you know, who's first choice and second choice and all that kind of stuff, it is sort of first come, first serve, unless there's somebody that like absolutely cannot make but one time. So you want to make sure to go ahead and sign up so you get access to the time that's best suited for you. Yep. All right, y'all. Any other questions? Going once, going twice. That's all I can say. We've done well, ladies. I'm very excited about these courses. Whether or not you take advantage of them, it's not like you don't ever get Lizzie and Kathy. You know, they're still around always. I'm still around. All of us are still around. So if y'all ever, you know, if this resonated with you and maybe this is not your time for whatever reason, you still have Ask Coaches. You still have got Facebook. We've still got Kathy's calls. Lizzie still does calls. Like, you know, she's going to start doing some of those in the middle of the month calls. So make sure that you're using us, whether you're in the programs or you're not in the programs. All right, y'all. We'll see you later. Okay. Hey, if everybody getting snow, be safe. It's coming my way.
Coming my way too.
And for those in California as well, be safe.
Yes.
And for all of those who reached out about my daughter, she is safe. And I appreciate, this is such a great community. I've gotten so many like DMs and messages from members just checking on her. So I appreciate that as well. This is such a great group of people to be with. So, Captain Marvel jacket. What is that? Is that your, that's you, the Captain Marvel jacket, Lizzie?
Let's go with that. Yeah. I wanted a leather jacket for Christmas. I wanted to feel like a badass, and now I do.
You're always a badass, though. You're always a badass.
Sometimes you gotta dress the part.
Like a badass.
That means she means business.
Sounds like coaching. Sounds like she needs coaching.
Lizzie, crushing goals left
and
right.
That's right. Badassery on the table.
All right, y'all. Have a great rest of your night. Stay safe.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye, everyone.